the seats is leather. It make me sweat up cause I let her. She in his pockets because I let her. Ooh.
Welcome back to Goblins and Demons Global Summit. This is WFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, or streaming internationally at WFO.org. I said something recently that had like such a like wacky twang to it. I forget. What was it? I think maybe it was in like a class or like I was having a conversation with my roommates, but I said like, I think the word was method, but I said like method and it made no sense and was just so out of left field that I was thoroughly shook by it for like the rest of the day. But that was Brahana Golden off of his debut album Han. Pretty good. I listened to Brahana a lot in 2016. That's where he has like a lot of his really popular tracks like Janet and Grayla from. Very good, but excited to see an album from him. Yeah, so thinking of music as I tend to on this radio show, I have been thinking about changing the concept of Sunday Scaries to Sunday Spontaneity. So we keep the alliteration, but we surge it up with a bit of whimsy and take away the fear element. Because thinking of that, you know, it was a dreary, cold, rainy weekend, but I really leaned into like spontaneous decisions as a way to sort of like, it's like decentering the self and like decentering like my attachment to, you know, like I'm like, oh, like this is my original decision, so like I'm just gonna do that, and really remain open to like, okay, what if I don't do that and I do something else that someone else recommended. So I went out to dinner on Saturday night with a really, really beautiful friend, and it was really nice, and I like kind of wasn't expecting it, or I wasn't expecting the plan to shake out that way, and I was just really found myself really frustrated and irritated that evening, but then like allowing that plan to just completely change, or like, you know, sort of like do something unexpectedly, it ended up being really beautiful. And I was wearing my strawberry earrings and my strawberry socks, and it was just a sort of like a strawberry soiree of an evening. And then Sunday, what I will say is that sometimes you just have to go to a cafe that's an hour away on the Green Line and allow fate to play its little game. But speaking of going on adventures on a Sunday evening, I was walking in the rain with a new friend, and I heard this song, and I was just very surprised that I was hearing it. But then when I look at the popularity of the song, it is contextualized and makes more sense. But one of my favorites recently, and it just makes me feel like when I listen to the song, I feel like I'm wearing like maybe like a linen sort of like sky blue dress, like an overall dress that has really big pockets, and the pockets are full of peaches, and I'm like in an Italian meadow in the small village in which I live in, and like my love interest, who's like a herder of cows, is like coming up the mountain with like this, like all of these cows, and it's like it's in slow motion, mind you. And also, oh, I have like a red rose in my hair, and it's like the wind is blowing, and maybe it's a coastal town, maybe it's Naples, I don't know. I don't really know anything about geography of Italy, but that is what the song makes you feel like. So I hope it makes you feel a similar way.
Mi ricordo che il nostro discorso fu interrotto da una sirena che correva lontano chissà dove. Io ebbi paura perché sempre, quando sento questo suono, penso a qualcosa di grave. E non mi rendevo conto che per me e per te non poteva accadere nulla di più grave del nostro lasciarci, allora come ora. Ci guardavamo, avremmo voluto rimanere abbracciati, ed invece, con un sorriso ti ho accompagnata per la solita strada, ti ho baciata come sempre e ti ho detto dolcemente: la lontananza, sai, è come il vento, spegne i fuochi piccoli ma accende quelli grandi, quelli grandi.
La lontananza, sai, è come il vento che va a dimenticare chi non sa. Yeah.
fatto, ritornerò. Te lo giuro, amore, ritornerò. Perché ti amo. Ti amo. Ritornerò. Ciao, amore.
Ciao.
Isn't that song just so good? So, like, I'm telling you, Italian countryside, slow motion, but then also, I don't know, I feel like Peanut Bauer should have a field day with that one. Definitely want to make a piece about that. But important announcement, it is 11:11, so I request that all of you make a wish, and we make it together. All right, yeah. So that's what I'm, you know, just sort of Italian daydreams, I guess, is what I'm sort of starting, wanting to embrace. But speaking of that, there are just some bops that have been recently embraced within my household that I think are due to be shared. Enjoy.
Simple sonrisa, ni un poco de luz en sus ojos profundos, ni siquiera el reflejo de algún pensamiento que alegre su mundo. Hay tristeza en sus ojos, hablando y callando y bailando conmigo.
Touch.
si acaso se acabe el mundo, todo el tiempo he de aprovechar. Corazón de vagabundo, voy buscando mi libertad. He viajado por la tierra y me he dado cuenta de que donde no hay odio ni guerra, el amor se convierte en rey. Tuve muchas experiencias y he llegado a la conclusión que perdida la inocencia, en el sur se pasa mejor. Para hacer bien el amor hay que venir a venir al sur. Lo importante es que lo hagas con quien quieras tú. Y si te deja, no lo pienses más. Búscate otro más bueno. Vuélvete a enamorar. Dicen que el amor es amigo de la locura, pero a mí que ya estoy loca es lo único que me cura. ¿Cuántas veces la inconsciencia rompe con la vulgaridad? Venceremos resistencias para amarnos cada vez más. Tuve muchas experiencias y he llegado a la conclusión que perdida la inocencia, en el sur se pasa mejor. Para hacer bien el amor hay que venir. Venir al sur, lo importante es que lo hagas con quien quieras tú. Y si te deja, no lo pienses más. Búscate otro más bueno. Vuélvete a enamorar. Para hacer bien el amor hay que venir al sur. Venir al sur. Lo importante es que lo hagas con quien quieras tú. Y si te deja, no lo pienses más. Búscate otro más bueno. Vuélvete a enamorar. Búscate otro más bueno. Vuélvete a enamorar. Búscate otro más bueno. Vuélvete a enamorar.
Wow, what a track. The way that I stumbled upon that song, I was in, I'm gonna say it, I was somewhere in Spain and they were playing that music video, like, I don't know if it's a club thing or if it's, like, specific to Europe, but they'll, like, play music videos on a TV in, like, a bar or in a club, and that was, one of the songs that they were playing, and I was just utterly bamboozled by it, because, like, I couldn't find a distinct melody in it, like, it kept on changing, and then that is the beginning of how I fell in love with Italian disco, it's really interesting to think back of where I began listening to music, or, like, where I first listened to it, and, like, how spontaneous, or, like, by, like, complete chance it seems to be. Like, one of my favorite artists of this year, Vendredis Rémer, who is a French sort of, like, maybe, like, French touch electronic, very, it's like delicate pop, like it just feels really, like, silky, but also sort of, like, when I listen to her, I feel like I'm wearing this, like, polyester blend and in, like, a roller rink, but it's, like, outside, and it's also on Pluto. Like, that's how I would encapsulate her music. It feels like, or like a bathtub in the sky, but it's also a roller rink. Yeah, Yeah, I think you get my point. But I heard, what verb do I want to choose to articulate at this point? I was became familiar with her because, yet again, I was in a restaurant and they're playing music videos on the TV, and she was just like an ad, because like Vivo has like the series called like Discover, where I think like maybe like up and coming or whatever you want to call them artists like do perform like a live set, and she did one that year, so it was being advertised, and I couldn't even hear it, but I just was really like mesmerized by the way that like she moved and like the way that she looked at the camera while she was singing. So I was like, okay, like I'm gonna take note of that and like look her music up later when I get home. And I did, and I was completely enamored of it immediately, and just spent an afternoon like really looking through her discography. And she had just released an album at that point, which I gobbled up, and then that sort of inspired like looking at more French music. And there's some good stuff. But just now we had Jeanette with El Muchacho de los Ojos Tristes, which is just such a bop. And my friend Georgia, I think she might play that song. There, or I don't know about now, but there was a point where she was playing that song like 7 times a day. And then this song that I just played, which is such a bop. But thinking of like old music, which I have a tendency to be fond of, there's some new stuff that's also good. Young Baby Teat just released a single, and it is absolutely incredible. Like everything else that she has ever touched or produced or sung on or rapped, because she's just so incredible. Like, if you're not listening to Baby Tate, you are making an egregiously wrong life decision, and I implore you to change it at this exact moment. But here is her latest single. Take a listen.
Don't breathe, you can be who you wanna be. could stay in bed all day if I allowed me to. In a sweatsuit, hair tied, with no makeup on, watching Netflix and chilling with you. Cause that's just how I do it. I really be coolin', got juicy all over my booty. My boo, he got on that Gucci. No panties under my sweatpants. He said he got plans, he do me. I stepped in a dirty pair of red Vans. I don't give a damn how you view me. Cause I would rather be comfy as can be, sippin' on some tea, smoking hella weed. I just be taking it slow, man, you already know. I say fuck a dress code, I might pull up in a robe. Cause I'm cozy, I'm so chill that I might make it snow. And you already know me. Once I'm chillin', I won't ever go. Cause I'd rather be cozy, you know me. Got sneaks on both feet, you know me. My pants sagging and baggy like your balls be. You know I keep it cute and cozy, you know me. Cozy girl, yeah. Cozy girl, yeah. Cozy girl for life. Cozy girl, CG for L. Cozy girl, I'm rock as hell. Cozy girl, oh can't you tell? Cozy girl, how can't you tell?
Thank you.
Wow. In case anyone was wondering, I nominate Neo for best artist ever. That's my take of the day. I think literally all my radio show knows is stream Young Baby Tate and Neo and lie. Like, that's it. Eat hot chip, but not in the studio because you can't do that. It's against station rules. Truly so good. I didn't even mean to do that. The first song I played by her was So Good, which she did with I think AK Paul produced that. If you're familiar with him, he's a producer based in London, brother of J Paul, who they make such good music and then they like disappear, or you know, obviously not disappear, but I don't know where they are, so they've disappeared from my perception. But so good. So good. I think if my not if my life were to be soundtracked, because I think it would be kind of like a janky soundtrack, you know, like whimsical but janky. But, you know, if my dream track, like if I could compose it, I would want J. Paul and Lewis of Man to produce it. And I want Young Baby Tate to sing on it with Ne-Yo. I think that's what I want. That is what I want for my birthday. I'm a Pisces, so you have time. But yeah, we had Young Baby Tate's latest camp. So good. I'm just ready. I am ready for anything that she produces and that she puts out. She is so good. And then Cozy Girl from her album of this year, Girls, which is one of my favorite albums of the year. I highly recommend that you check it out. And then, of course, some classique Donna Summer with Autumn Changes from Four Seasons of Love. It's truly, every song from that is just, like, it really does encapsulate the season. And as it is, sort of, like, it's been dreary the past couple of days. It's beautiful outside, but it's very much, like, the first chill of autumn has arrived. So all you can really do is just be cozy and lovelorn and, yeah, have a crush on someone or something, but who knows what it is. And then most recently, that was Bad Blood by Ne-Yo, which is from her first album, but it's actually approximately the 1 year anniversary of her sophomore album, Saturn, which I like actually changed my life at that point in my life. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful album. Please take a listen if you have not. It truly, and it's like astrologically themed too. There's just like, it's like, it's cosmic. Like, that is my final review of it. So good. I keep on saying so good. I can't stop. I need to expand my vocabulary. But speaking of things that are good, are you looking for some sweet great taste? Oh, I think maybe that was it when I was talking about like a twang that I had. Tasting? Wait, no, that's something I do on purpose. Alright. I don't know what it is. I think I said originally a few weeks ago that like maybe it's like influence of like upstate New York family, but then my mom berated me for that and she's like, people from upstate New York don't have an accent, but Anyways, are you looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Oh, dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients, but no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruit from all the fruits and nuts here at WFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Freeform Radio. Yeah, speaking of food, if you are a Tufts student, I highly recommend the Grain Bowls at Hodgdon. And I know I'm that kind of guy, I am admitting it, but they are just delicious. But speaking of anniversaries, it's also approximately the 2 year anniversary of the collab album or collaborative project between Knowledge and Anderson .Paak, No Worries. So I'm gonna be a little nostalgic for the past and play a track from that one.
Who brought out his ladies to the ball? Who threw up a prayer and hit the mall? Of course it's out the way, get in the car. Of course you have to pay to play it all. But who you think that I look up to? Who you think I got my game from? Who I bet you thought it was you? Who you think I got the game from? Yeah. Who breaks out the bands and hits them all? Takes all the chances, win and loss. You came a long way from the A-top. Numbers still the same, but you don't answer to many calls. Now, baby, who put all the plastic in your body?
all the powder on my floor. Get out the seat, you're too big for the two door. Sometimes you have to walk before you soar. But who you think that I look up to? Who you think I got my game from? Who I bet you thought it was you? Who you think I got the game from?
Back, yo, on the real, what you gonna do? Yeah.
don't think I would legally be able to consider this show a college radio show if I didn't play Mitski every once in a while. So that was nobody. But speaking of nobody, and then we had Saigo with the other before that, I just finished a really sort of bleak philosophy book that I really enjoyed. It's called The Expulsion of the Other, by Byung-Chul Han. And it was originally published in German, so I think some of the richness of it is probably, and just thinking about like how complex German is as a language, might not be encapsulated as well, but it's looking at society, perception, and communication today. And I've really been thinking about being perceived lately a lot, and what that means. Like, do you ever, you know, like, you, I mean, like, you know about object permanence, but then, like, applying that to yourself of, like, people talk about you in third person, like, when you're not there, not enough, like, oh, like, they talk behind your back, but, like, they just, like, think of you when you're not directly in front of them. That's crazy. But then, you know, you think of people all the time, and it's like, yeah, duh, I'm thinking of that person, but having that extent to the self, it's like, it's so, it's just, it trips me up. That, this book wasn't really about that. It was more eloquent and complex, but it aligns with that sort of thinking that I've been having lately. But the last chapter is called Listening, and that stuck with me particularly because it was looking at listening as an art of breathing, as a gift and giving. And one point that the author harped upon was, like, listening is what enables the speaking, like, the listening happens first. Without it, the speaking can't even occur. So thank you for listening to Goblins and Demons Global Summit of October 29th, 2019. Yeah, welcome to Scorpio season also. I am already intrigued by it. It is going to be a beautiful time. Really lean into those attentions and emotions, and I don't know, I'm a Pisces, so and a Scorpio rising, so I'm a big fan of water seasons, but they're only scary if you're afraid of your emotions, which I have learned that a lot of people are. But they're just responses to learn from and to allow your body to experience and then respond to them in a hopefully constructive way. But anyways, this is Demi Fo Medford. Thank you for listening. And good night.